Hi, friends. Welcome to We Are the BYC. I'm Dawn, the human behind the Instagram account at Baby Yoda SD, inviting you to join us for a delightful journey into the heart of the Baby Yoda community. Picture this podcast as your exclusive invitation to a favorite neighborhood coffee shop, where enthusiastic members of the BYC gather to share heartwarming stories and laughter, uncovering the untold tales and vibrant personalities of the humans behind these precious baby Yodas. Whether you're a longtime member or a newcomer, get ready to join the fun as we embark on an adventure filled with camaraderie, emotion, and a whole lot of baby Yoda love. Pull up a chair, grab your favorite drink, and let's dive in. Welcome back, friends, to the second part of the interview with Matt from Yoda Child. I hope you enjoy the rest of this episode and getting to know Clancisco a little bit better.
Well, Baby Yoda Gogglers asked, what are your hobbies?
Oh boy. How long do we have?
I mean, I have nothing. I'm off work tomorrow, so.
Okay,
I mean,
great.
This can be
okay.
A four-part
Here we
episode.
Go. Literally, like, it's crazy. I'm going to say, like, probably anything creative. You can name, I've probably tried to do at some point. I like making music with I would say zero music making talent, which is before AI was a thing and like could enable you to do all these different things, I can write. Okay. So yeah. I can write, like, tell me to write lyrics to a song and I'll come up with something good, but tell me to try to write music or do this or that. Like I'm going to face plant. Yeah. AI helps you do that kind of stuff. But, obviously you have to write the lyrics anyway, right? Like if I'm writing a theme song for Francisco, AI is not going to have the context into who the heck, please write me a song about a tutu wearing Ninja Turtle baby Yoda named Francisco. It's just going to fail so hard.
Yeah.
So I had to do the lyrics right. And then kind of go from there. So music, painting, drawing, digital art, 3D printing, I've tried clay sculpting, which is where Randy the Candy Corn came from in that post. I've needle felted.
Really?
Wow. Actually, this is a funny story, actually. So my ex-wife and I went to this like creative market type thing where people were selling stuff they made, and she found this person selling like little needle felted characters, and she found this little like waffle boy character that she really thought was cute, and she bought that. And then, like, as we were walking away, she was like, do you think you could do that? And I was like, she was asking me if I could make characters like that. And I was like, give me a week. I don't think she believed me, but yeah, sure enough, like I started teaching myself to do it. And then I was like, I ended up needle felting her this little like pancake girl character to go with the waffle boy character.
Oh my God, how cute.
Yeah. And I don't know. I've tried so many things. Other hobbies. Let's see. I like movies a lot. Like, I'm like a film nerd, so I watch way too many movies. In case it wasn't obvious, with all the horror characters integrated into Francisco's stories, like I'm a big horror film fan too. I don't know. I like to do a million things. Yeah. I like to cook. I find a new hobby every week. Uh-huh. Like I'm one of those type of people. I always have to be doing something new.
Yeah.
But I don't know. It kind of works well with the profession I chose, since like you never do the same thing.
Always.
So like that kind of meshes well with who I am as a person.
Yeah. Well, speaking of your creativity, the real Baby Yoda Sweden wants to know, where do you get your amazing creativity from?
Well, yeah, Francisco is not humble and answers everything the same. Yeah. Like he doesn't like from his noodle brain is probably how he would answer that. Mm-hmm. And as for me, I don't, where do I get my creativity? Well, I don't know. My mom would say I get it from her. Mm. And my dad would say I get it from mm-hmm.
him. Yep.
No, yeah, I don't know.
It's just innately inside of you.
Yeah, I just, mm-hmm. I have always loved doing things creative. And the more different things I do, the more it inspires me to do more things.
Nice.
So yeah, I don't know. I'm just kind of at the point where, I don't know. I'm just happy that I get to share it with people who actually enjoy it. And, I don't know. It's nice to put stuff out there and see what happens and have people respond to it is really for nice.
Sure.
So
for sure. Where do you get your inspiration from is what Teeny Tiny Yoda asks.
Well, for what personalities, storylines, all of the above,
all probably. Of it.
So personalities, I think we kind of talked about it a little, but like at their core, they always have to be some part of you, right? Like, I was like very much an introvert and a straight-laced kid growing up, and so I think Francisco is kind of that other side of me that people don't always see, but still there, like the side that's just a free spirit and is mm-hmm. like to hell what people think, you know? And whereas Francisco like is the counterpoint of that, like the voice of reason and the logical side. And, but you know, she still has sass and will uh-huh. defend herself in any way that she needs to, despite being a pacifist, you know?
Yeah. She's new. She's a new.
Yeah.
What kind of inspired her?
Well, Francisco didn't have a sister.
Yeah.
And like, I feel like it was time for some more female energy in the mix.
Yeah, Wiffik Poo took off.
And... yeah, Wiffik Poo took off. Wiffik Poo's out there shopping with Boring John, and it's going great. And now we're going to need another character in here. I think.
And she just came out of...
She just came up. I wanted to do an Ahsoka baby for a while, and so obviously with that I think it just matched well.
Yeah.
And the having her just have an A on the end of her name kind of worked well for being an attack on Francisco's ego. He's like, what do you mean you're Francisca and I'm Francisco? This is unacceptable. Like, you are stealing my name.
It was awesome.
So I think it ended up working well.
Yeah. Did you paint her yourself, or did you get?
Yeah, her? I painted. Oh. I did all. I've done all my own for both the Siths and her as well.
And your then, Jack? Oh, your Jack? Did you?
Jack too. Yeah. And then. Yeah, there's more in the works. I have one sitting on the sideline. I have, there's more coming.
Awesome.
So yeah, as if we needed more characters, but you're going to get them whether you like them or not. So that's where I'm at.
Speaking of Francisca.
Yes.
Patu Towers did have a question for Francisca.
Okay.
They asked, Francisca, do you take classes in being patient?
I think she actually has a PhD in patience. She is, bless her for putting up with, like, it takes a whole different level of patience to be able to go toe to toe with Francisco.
And, I love their interactions though, because it's like, she totally takes him off guard.
Yeah.
He's like in the middle of something and here she comes and he's like, wait a minute,
what are you doing? I'm like, yeah, it's crazy how that works, and like how you can just get that from a single photo. Like, uh-huh. You see the photo with her standing on the side staring at him and you're just like, you can feel the tension where Francisco is just like, why are you here? And she's like, I'll be wherever I want to be, thank you. And
yeah, and the next shot is just like Francisco, like looking at the camera.
Exactly. Or like when like he had the bright idea to dive into the kiddie pool with no water, and she had to run. Oh boy! And I think you find yourself pulling from inspiration from like all these places. And I think one of the things I saw later on, but didn't necessarily think about it going in, is when I grew up and was a big fan of the Calvin and Hobbes comic mm-hmm. strips, and I think just like reflecting on everything, and like, I definitely see a little bit of Calvin in Francisco.
Yeah.
And I don't know what that makes Francisco, like maybe somewhere between like Hobbes and Susie maybe, but
I almost see her as more mature and you know.
Yeah, no, it's funny because she's the baby sister, but she's very obvious the most intelligent one of the bunch.
The most grounded, the most,
yeah,
like, yeah. It's
funny.
It is so funny. I love seeing these characters, or these babies, I should say, with their personalities develop. And I mean, you know, like you were saying, it's crazy that you hear Francisco's voice in your head, but all of us hear our babies' voices in our head.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. It's I don't know what kind of phenomenon it is, but.
Yeah, they very much let you know who they are.
Mm-hmm.
I think that happens for any of them, like when you first start posting with them, like, you're like, okay, that's who you are. Okay, yeah. Got it.
Yeah.
But it's pretty cool.
It's interesting. You don't have to really think too much about who they are and what they do, because it just comes from them in a strange way.
Yep.
So, okay, it's no mystery that Francisco has a great wardrobe, tutu not excluded.
Yep.
What inspires all of these fashion choices? Because we have a question from the community who ate our snacky snacks. They asked, what's the inspiration behind your amazing fashion sense?
I would say, I mean, a lot of times, well, it evolves and kind of takes on a life of its own for sure. But a lot of times the stories and stuff dictate the fashion, I'd say. Like, mm-hmm. Like I'll find myself going, or vice versa, you know, like I'll find myself going, oh, this outfit that I found is really funny or really cool, and I need to find a way to work it in. Or the opposite of that would be, okay, I want to do this specific story and now I need this particular thing. Like maybe when he did the dance to Gangnam Style.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Like, trying to get an outfit that's close to the outfit that he wears in that music video.
I was so excited that you chose that song because I was the one that suggested it. I was like, oh my God.
Yeah, it was so fun to do, and that's very much an example of I gotta find something close.
Yeah.
And yeah, the opposite of that is when I'll just be browsing and find something and have to work it into a story somehow. Yeah.
Do you ever find an outfit or see an outfit somewhere? Well, first of all, where do you get his outfits?
Most of them Build-A-Bear.
Oh yeah, yeah. That's a good
and then,
place for them.
Yeah. If I have to, I'll like sometimes I'll have to modify them or whatever.
Yeah.
By modify I mean like they'll be like a one piece thing and like I have to cut it so that he can actually get into it or whatever. But yeah.
Do you ever find these outfits and be like, oh, this would make a good whatever story and actually get it specifically?
Yeah, I have, oh boy, it's definitely a thing. Like my ex-wife was like, how do you have this many clothes for how is it possible? And because believe me, there's outfits on retainer that no one's seen.
Oh
yet.
God. Oh my God.
So yeah, I don't know. Hopefully we'll keep going and get to use them all. At some point. But I don't know. It's fun.
Nuggy, Baby Yoda Nuggy wanted to know, how did you get the idea to wear a tutu?
So we had a tutu that my ex-wife would dress our cat up in for our cat's birthday.
Oh, I love it.
And one year when that was happening, she was like, he would be cute in that. And so then I kind of started thinking about it, and I think the way I first started the tutu thing was I wrote a story about how he had spilled on his regular cloak.
Yes.
And
great.
Now his regular cloak had to go in the washing machine, and because of that he was forced to wear a tutu. And everybody just found that funny and responded positively to it. So I think it continued from there with I'm pretty sure it was another Baby Yoda Fest where I think the first ever tutu dance I think was Dance of the Sugar Plum Fairy.
Oh my God, yes. That's like the epitome.
Yeah, it's like it's the one you gotta start with.
Yeah.
And that's how that started, and then it just became there's two sides of him. There's the ninja side and the tutu side. These things just happen. I don't know how.
But they are 100% Francisco. That's if anybody knows Francisco, he's ninja tutu dancer. Like duh.
Yeah. Like obviously.
Captain Hook 72. I wanted to know, what is your favorite song to tutu dance to?
I mean, I do love the like the classical ballet songs that he does. I think that's why, like starting with Dance of the Sugar Plum Fairy and doing songs like that, I always love. And and then more recently, I think. I don't know, this is probably an unexpected one, but when he breaks into the arm swing on when he did Lose Yourself by Eminem. And he breaks into the arm swing on the chorus there. And man, I loved that so much.
I mean, he was losing
so
himself.
So random, but yeah, he was losing himself. Man, he sure was.
There's so many. I mean, with Tutu Dancing, it can... And
it can
Francisco,
go anywhere.
Yeah, and Francisco has proved that. Like, you don't have to be a classical ballet dancer. You can dance to just, I mean, really anything.
Yeah. Oh, man.
I remember one of the times that Francisco was gone for a while. We, you know, everybody always, when anybody leaves or is gone, I mean, especially somebody like Francisco, who's such a shining light in the community.
Yeah.
People talk about it. People notice it. And we put together, do you remember when we put together this, was it a tutu dance? Anyway, we did this event to like bring back Francisco.
Yeah.
And everybody was doing tutu dances.
I do remember that when we came back and just seeing how much you're missed, you know, it's like, it's another obvious good reason to come back. Like, I don't know. I just love the fact that, like Francisco can make people laugh and smile or whatever. 'Cause like, I don't know, going through stuff and, I think it's important to like laugh every day, even if you're going through like hard times and stuff. So, it just makes me so happy that that Francisco's received the way he is.
Oh, for sure. I think it was so hilarious to see all the babies imitating him, and like so many people got it right, like even that little skinny the little skinny arm
the arm flip. I loved the also when he did the instructions and he was like he was like, okay, now everybody swing your arm with me. It's like, okay, great.
Like it's obviously
there's a specific way to do it, I
guess. It's part of the choreography. You got to do it right. All right, here's another question from the community. Daddy Love Grogu wants to know, what's your favorite outfit?
I think it's gotta be, the orange cloak. Orange cloak that he wears. And I think that's because, well, he won it in a contest, which I think, it's probably the only contest I've ever won in my life. That was exciting. And I think aside from that, it's also the one that Nuggy drew Francisco in. That's his profile picture. I think that'll just be his profile picture forever, to be honest. Like, I'm never changing that. I love it too much.
That I was going to ask you about that profile picture, and it's synonymous with Nuggie's drawings that he was doing for everybody in the beginning. And it can never change. That's Francisco, like, captured. All right, let's see. Oh, my little Beb Grogu wants to know, are you classically trained in ballet or just a natural?
Oh, that's an easy one. Francisco says raw talent. And training is for those who still need to learn and haven't mastered their craft.
Oh, goodness.
And, he's very humble. like Francisco would need training, but Francisco doesn't, you know.
It's just natural. It comes to him. Patu Towers, then this is kind of following up with that. Patu Towers asked, was it hard to learn ballet with no legs or feet?
That's a good question. I think Francisco would say that it's actually easier to balance on the wider surface area of his butt than it is to balance on feet. So I think he would think that humans are actually doing ballet wrong, and that good is point. Probably why he is better at tutu dancing than humans.
Perfect answer.
That's where we got.
I mean, it makes perfect. It makes sense. That's all I'm saying. It just makes. It's awesome. All right, Carol La Loca asks, "How are you doing, cute little one?"
Yeah, Francisco's doing great. He's happy to be back. He thanks you for asking that question, and he wants to know how you're doing too.
Ah, perfect. Okay. Well, I mean, Francisco being such a massive, I mean, I don't know if you consider him having a massive presence, but he does. He really does. Has there been...
owns a room.
Yeah.
He walks into it.
Yes. Has there been any like real memorable interactions, anything that you can...
Yeah. So we're going to have to take it one account or maybe one character at a time though.
Yeah.
It's a lot. But hold on.
I love it.
And
I love
be patient.
It. Oh God. Give it out. Give us everything.
Okay. Yeah. So for Francisco, I'll start with Francisco. And yeah, it's really hard to choose for him because I could go on for days and days about, just events that people have done that we've loved or posts I've done where, there's just been so much community love and support around that I appreciate it. But I think Baby Yoda School is definitely up there. Like, I love seeing Francisco's take on the assignments. Yeah. Because they're always unconventional, to say the least. There's so many others, like the What Happened to Francisco, like Lord of the Rings spinoff that we did with so many people in the community that got involved in that. That was awesome. The art classes, obviously, the ninja classes where he had belts for different things.
Oh my God. Yes.
Yeah. That was a lot of fun.
Oh my God.
When he did his Christmas album and started reworking the lyrics to a bunch of Christmas songs and probably ruining them for people forever. But, the list is long. I think a more recent one is, definitely the, like producing the theme song for him. And like, we kind of talked about that a little, but I had like having to take the time to write all the lyrics and then come up with the song. And then once you have the song, like compiling all the videos so that it works with the music and stuff. And it was a lot of time and effort and kind of different than anything I'd posted before with doing my own music type stuff. So being able to see everybody's reaction to that and how much they love that was just very, very fulfilling and made me very happy. That's probably a recent one for Francisco. And then Francisca, I would say it would probably be the since she's relatively new, it would be the cued off between them. I think it just really showed that like who she was as a character.
Yeah.
And it was a perfect way to start to show that and to show that she's kind of like the counter balance to Francisco's craziness, but she can also be, you know, sassy and stuff in her own way too.
Yep.
And I mean we talked about this, but she really is. It's funny that she's the youngest sister, but is the most grounded and has her stuff together, like always doing yeah. well in Baby Yoda school, versus Francisco's just off the wall and doing whatever he wants. And then let's see, Tiny Mickey.
Yes, Tiny
Mickey. I think his love of ketchup is really the most important thing about him, and that if I named anything else, he would probably be upset with me.
Ketchup is life. That's all that matters.
Yeah, ketchup is life. And yeah, Blilent or Whiffic Poo, depending on how early you started following that. Yeah. There was a storyline about rescuing Riffic Poo. And yeah, I did all of these crazy gifs where, like, I put Whiffic Poo's head on, like, people doing ridiculous stuff, like inching through the sand, and yeah, it just made me crack up, and I loved that. And then I also loved doing the songs about Boring John and stuff. It was pretty funny too. And yeah, just Whiffic Poo being with Master Chief was just ridiculous. Oh, and then Francisco's interaction with that, and just like being like trying to small talk with Master Chief, and it like you can hear the crickets in the background, like it's so awkward. And eventually Francisco's just like, okay, I've had enough of you, like
he's just so, it's funny because he's so unbothered by like by norms, by social norms, like he doesn't even care. He's
yeah,
like,
yeah. I'm done.
No. Yeah. And then, wait, let me just interject real quick, because yeah, I forgot to ask you, Teeny Tiny Yoda wanted to know, where is Whiffic Poo?
Probably, if I were to guess, I'd say shopping with Boring John following closely behind, holding all the shopping bags.
Perfect. Oh, yeah. Living the life with Whiffic Poo.
she's got his credit card. She's definitely living the life.
Nice.
And yeah, I think let's see, Shoulder Brother.
We haven't seen him much lately.
Yeah, he only recently made his return, right?
Yeah.
And I think the community's grown so much since the early days that a lot of people probably don't even know who, they're just like, who the heck is this?
Yeah.
But yeah, Shoulder Brother was a thing, and like he got into the dark side for a bit with the Book of Sith, and had some of his own storylines and stuff. And
that was scary, that Book of Sith.
Yeah. And his return was, I think, what was it, like he got tangled up in Christmas lights and forgotten forever until he returned. Yeah. And yeah, so no, he's happy to be out of the Christmas lights. And and then yeah, another one like him would be Little Brother, who now has, who, yeah, he's going, like, even before I think Shoulder Brother, Little Brother was around before that, and mm-hmm. aka Terrible Spotter, and that came from a really early post I did where Francisco was silly enough to trust his little brother to spot him while he was lifting a dumbbell, yeah, he mistakenly trusted him to do what he needed to do. And then there was like a throwback to that after he became Bat Baby, and it was kind of, my thought process there was like, Well, you know, he's a superhero now. Maybe he'll be more helpful as a spotter, but it turns out he's not more helpful. He's just the same as he's always been. He's not good at it. And but yeah, I liked introducing the Bat Baby persona after the Batman costume. Like I've been a big Batman fan forever, and then his alter ego doing Bruce Lame, that made me laugh too.
How did you come up with Bruce Lame? Was it just like inspiration? I don't know.
It was just it was divine on the spot. It was like, okay, it can't be Bruce Wayne.
Yeah. And
Francisco thinks he's lame, so Bruce Lame it is. Francisco's like, you're not a superhero, okay?
A superhero.
What I love about him is he just shows up, and like I like the recent thing where he'll just show up and try to charge people when they use the trademarks of his lame enterprises. When Francisco had to draw the bat and he's like being careful not to say it. Oh boy.
Oh my God, Francisco, that little boy. His character.
Yeah.
Do you think well, going back to when we were talking about Yodi Enterprises and all of that craziness, do you think Pat Brother would ever be a part of that? He could be like a rival to Yodi, it seems like.
That's a good idea. Mm-hmm. He might, like, Lame Enterprises, I'm sure, could put some funding behind whatever side he wanted to see come out of that. I'm probably going to run with that. To be honest, that's a really good idea.
Yodi will be pissed.
Yeah, he will. Somebody who has as much money as Yodi has. Not Brother... I think I love telling the story of him trying to find an apprentice, I think that started with the capture of Wiffic Poo, and then it kind of leaded into me collaborating with Dale and Darth Allen. he ended up on Nice Brother eventually, but it took a while to get there. And doing that was a lot of fun.
All of these things, I feel like I wish that there was a way to consolidate into like a full-on movie so everybody can follow along and be like, oh, this is what happened.
Yeah. I mean, you could definitely, like, there's like we've done enough content to like to fill a movie. Like, it'd be good to have like a Cliff Notes version. Like, I want to catch up on the storylines here. But like, I don't have the time to read through 1500 Francisco posts or like the brain capacity to be able to do that. Like, there definitely should be like a, like, are you new here? We are sorry in advance, and here's help you catch up.
Yeah.
I loved the whole small rivalry thing. And I think right from the beginning of that account, you can see that like Yoba's he's not the most competent at his job as a bounty hunter. Like, I think his first, although he did capture, I think his first bounty was Josh.
Oh, he did capture him.
Froze him in carbonite and for a fee of like 3 cookies or something. But outside of that, he's not, you know, he's not the most competent. I feel like Yodi is like a more competent villain. Yoba wears this like hides behind this mask of professionalism. But underneath it, he's kind of insecure and doesn't really know what he's doing.
his helmet of professionalism.
Yeah, exactly. That's what the helmet actually is for. People didn't know that. Like, this helmet is just so you take me seriously, because otherwise it would just be a nightmare.
Have you ever restuffed Francisco or fixed his stuffing?
I have not. Or he's taken some beatdowns over the years too. Like he doesn't hold back. Like he's jumping off stuff. Like I think one time he like grabbed the cord off of the blinds,
yes,
and like used it to like swing and do a somersault into the laundry basket. Like he's just he has been through some stuff, and
he's fearless.
So yeah, he has some marks and stuff, yeah. But you know, it just adds character. It's
it does, it adds character, and I don't know what it is about his skinny little arm, but this post that you made, God, I don't even remember. It was so long ago, but it was Francisco. He was up early. He used to get up early in the morning and he would post.
Yep.
I don't know if you know that, but he would be online posting. I just remember this one post of Francisco reaching in the cereal box.
Yeah.
I don't know if you remember this one specifically, but his skinny little arm reaching into that box. It was the most hilarious freaking thing. And I know like so many people had comments about that skinny arm.
Yeah.
Oh my God. They get skinny arms after a while. They do.
Mm-hmm. And and then you toss in the fling the arm back and forth, so it just makes it funnier. Like it's like there's nothing there to fling back and forth, but he's going for it. He doesn't care. I don't know. It's just fun to see all the mischief he gets into. Like,
yeah.
I think another one of my favorite ones was there was one where now I'm not even going to remember what exactly he was trying to do, but he while rummaging around in the dark and using a flashlight, he pulled like the Keurig carousel off the counter and stuff went everywhere. And this was a while back, but he started getting into trouble in the middle of the night and would always wake me up. And then that's where the whiteboard came in for the noisy necklace, which was an idea that it was a necklace that had all these instruments to make noise. And I don't know. He's wild.
he's such a character. Like he's really got, I mean, the soul and imagination of any normal little kid. So
yeah, for sure.
It definitely shows through him.
Yeah, it does.
I've had so much fun talking to you, dude. This has been really, really good.
Yeah, it was awesome.
I'm so glad you agreed to come on here, because I know how we're all, I think all of us for the most part are pretty introverted, and you know, we're not used to certainly showing this side of us to people.
Yeah. It's definitely a step outside your comfort zone, but yeah. I don't know. The more you go through in life, I feel like it makes you be more and more okay with like stepping outside your comfort zone. It's good sometimes, you know. I appreciate you inviting me on, and thank you for doing all this and putting people's stories out there. It's really nice to hear, and I just also want to say thank you to everyone who's listened to, well, watched Francisco and all his adventures, first of all, but also just like listen to me while going through stuff. And if I've talked to you, which there's too many people to name, but if I've talked to you, thank you everyone for, you know, your support and stuff. And it really does make a difference, and I'm glad that Francisco and company Clancisco can make people smile.
Well, he certainly does, and they all do. It's never a dull moment when we see a Francisco post.
Yeah, for sure.
What would you say? I know that you were pretty nervous, right, about coming on.
Yeah.
What would you say to anybody else who? Because I know that being nervous is the
main thing that keeps you away.
Yeah.
I would say, don't be nervous. Like, you can prepare. It'll give you a chance to reflect on your own account and your relationships that you've developed in the community, and that's an awesome thing. And so it's super laid back. Don't be nervous. Just come on and have fun with it.
Yeah.
That's all we're all trying to do, right?
Like, yeah.
So.
Good. I like that. That's a good reminder, a good message for people.
Yeah.
All right. Well, if you don't know Matt's page, Yoda Child, Yoda Child.
Yoda Child.
And Yoda.
I think that duh might be coming in from my Chicago's showing there.
Is that kind of is that sort of like Chicago lingo saying duh?
Duh, like duh bears.
Yeah. Oh yeah, the bears. Yep. It lends itself really well to the Baby Yoda speak because
kids. It works.
Yeah.
I had to continue that on the other accounts. So it was like, okay, what do you fill in besides child? Siths. Okay, great. Hunter. Okay.
Yeah, it works. It works.
It works.
Are you going to be posting? Do you think any ideas about posting for those accounts?
I'll probably do some more with it. This weekend, I think I'm going to be working on some new characters too.
Oh gosh.
So that might be a good way to kind of bring more posts for those other accounts too.
Yeah.
There's one character that I wanted to do for a while, but I'm still trying to figure out how to get that character to work.
Mm.
And I haven't seen like other people do the character yet. So
some
people might not even know who the character is. We'll see.
Yeah, throw it out there though.
Yeah, yeah.
You'll be surprised the reactions that you'll get. Well, I'm sure you already know that.
Yeah,
cool.
Yeah.
Oh, that's exciting.
Yeah.
All right, so everybody needs to stay tuned on the accounts.
yep. Stay tuned for sure.
All right, Matt. Well, thank you so much, Fred, for coming on, and I hope you come back at some point and I don't know, give us updates on Francisco and Francisca.
Yeah, definitely. It'd be awesome to do it again sometime.
Yeah.
Thank you for having me on.
Of course. Bye.
Bye.
And that concludes the interview with Matt from Yoda Child. All of his accounts are going to be linked in the show notes. And I say all of his accounts because he has more than two or three. So thank you so much for listening. Bye for now.